Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia. Flying solo today, and I love it. I feel great. I'm on my so-called Wendy Williams, Howard Stern, Ryan Seacrest flow, so I'm happy about that. But I have a great show for y'all today. We're going to finish it up with this Oscars. All the controversy is getting a little old now, so I'm just going to finish all that up today. Also, a little recap of the awards that happened, the Producers Guild Awards and the Trumpet Awards yesterday here in Atlanta. I'm going to give you all the details on that. Also, a lot of news for all of you One Direction fans. A lot of things have happened over the past day. Some of it you may like it, some of it you may not. But I'm going to tell you it all. And also, another game of Shade or No Shade. We have more shade going on, and we'll get into that a little bit. But first, let's get into this box office, and this really kind of shocked me a little bit. Number one, again, is The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, and this has been a boost. You know, last week, number one was Ride Along 2, which is number three now, and number two is Star Wars The Force Awakens, and the strangest part about all of this is that the movies that are the top three, they've already been out. The Revenant, Star Wars, they've been out ever since, you know, Christmas time. The Ride Along 2 just came out, you know, it's still number, you know, it's number three now. But the three new movies, Dirty Grandpa, The Boy, The Fifth Wave, they're not the top three. And it's like, okay, so I guess I will give you the top four through six. So coming in at number four, we have Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron, Robert De Niro. That made $11,525,000, which is great. The Boy made $11,260,000, and Fifth Wave with Chloe Moretz made $10,700,000. So, yeah. But she's made, the movie's made, The Fifth Wave made $38 million worldwide, which is great. It's made back its production budget money already. So go, Chloe. But yeah, I found that really strange. I couldn't even give y'all a top three. I had to do a top six. But in other news, Star Wars, it's going to hit the $2 billion mark. It's already made now over $1,939,000,000. You know, it's going to hit $2 billion really soon. Do I think it's going to surpass Titanic? No, I may be wrong, but I don't think so. Titanic is number two with over $2 billion, but not too sure Star Wars will surpass that, but we'll see. It'll be pretty interesting, I tell you. So let me give you a recap of the Trumpet Awards that happened yesterday here in Atlanta, and why I was not in the building, I do not know. But am I upset? Yes, I am. So I went last year, and it was so great. You know, they awarded Jamie Foxx and Janelle Monáe. They got the awards. The Trumpet Awards is really, I don't know how to explain it, but it's about, like, black achievement. It's deeper than that, but I was there last year, and you know, of course, Jamie Foxx and Janelle Monáe were the most notable. They got awarded. But this year, they decided to go all out, you know, like BET Awards style. I mean, First of all, Nia Long and Mike Epps hosted it. I don't think the Trumpet Awards ever had, like, people, like, actors hosted before. Also in attendance was Terrence J, y'all is the greatest, better known as Hakeem from Empire. Nia, my girl Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop, Raheem Zvon. I mean, they were all out this year. I'm like, oh my goodness. Why weren't we there? We here in Atlanta, so, you know, I was a little bit, as they say, salty, just a little bit. Because I'm like, oh my goodness, it was here, I was here, I should have been there. But instead, we visited my brother in college. He goes to Gordon. So, yeah, it's safe to say I'd rather would have been at the Trumpet Awards, but it's okay, I'll be there next year. I'm putting all these things on my calendar of days I am not missing, and I am not missing them Trumpet Awards, I promise you. Also yesterday, the Producers Guild Awards, we saw it. The Big Short won most of the awards last night, and a lot of people were shocked, including the people who made the films. I'm like, oh, we won all these awards? Because The Big Short, they really haven't won any awards yet, so this is like, they've gotten a lot of recognition here. Producers Guild, the producers see all the good work. You know, this movie stars Brad Pitt, Christian Bale, Ryan Gosling, so it has a great cast. Steve Carell also, and it was a great movie too. So that's good for them. They're getting recognition. Also winners for TV, Game of Thrones, The Voice, other movies, Inside Out. That was a great movie. I loved it. And Lady Gaga performed, and she looked flawless and beautiful as ever. Love Lady Gaga. And so it was overall a good show. Yeah, overall a good show. And also, on Thursday, LL Cool J, one of the GOATs, which I like to call him, of hip-hop music, was awarded. Did I say Tuesday? I meant Thursday. If I did, I don't even remember. But on Thursday, LL Cool J was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I'm so happy for him. He deserved it. Also in attendance were P. Diddy, Queen Latifah, Mike Tyson, Magic Johnson, A.G. McLean from the Backstreet Boys, Russell Simmons, Chris O'Donnell, and some of his castmates from NCIS Los Angeles. And a lot more people that joined him. Seemed like a pretty fun event. Another place I wish I was, but I wasn't. But, you know, it's all good in the hood over here. Yeah. But that is great. LL Cool J, I think he sometimes can be underrated, but, you know, lyrically and just overall, LL Cool J is just such phenomenal MC. He was one of the first diss rappers, and he can really, really, he's a dope diss rapper. You don't want to mess with LL, I'll say that much. It's Aquarius season. I don't know if I've acknowledged that yet, but it is Aquarius season. A few birthdays. We have today singer Neil Diamond. He's celebrating his 75th birthday today. Miss Tatiana Ali from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She's celebrating her birthday today. So much going on with the whole Fresh Prince family. I'm wondering how the rest of the guys are handling it. Anita Baker's birthday was yesterday. And a special shout out today is Muhammad's birthday. For those of you who don't know, I see the little Becca, the Ratchet Becca conference video had a lot of views. He was the guy on the phone that hung up. Yeah, okay, that was it. Hey, Muhammad, how you doing? I hope you had a great birthday. You're 18 now? So now we can officially do the whole sequel to the movie. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'll have the rope. I'll have all of that ready. When's the next time? At State in March, yeah. I have that ready. You leave her now. Okay. But anyway, yeah, happy birthday to all of you. Hope you all had a great birthday. And here is, at the rollback, LL Cool J classic. It's called Hey Lover. I dedicate this to... Dedicate this to you, Muhammad. Happy birthday. Here is Hey Lover by LL Cool J. And again, congratulations, LL Cool J, for your star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What is this thing doing? Hold on, LL Cool J, I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm going to keep talking until this thing acts right. See, y'all have to know, every time I do something like this,
something goes a little messed up to make me seem ratchet. I don't know why it does that, but it does. So, after I play this song, which is already semi-playing, we're going to get into DJing. Some stuff that was said about his son he didn't like. And this is how every parent should be. When somebody tries to go off on your son, you gotta, you know, retaliate. Is it gonna play now? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Here's Taylor Lautner, Mahomet, today. And happy birthday, Mahomet. This song's dedicated to you.
Call him at the Rutgers, yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling, huh, a coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So I skated off as you strolled off, looking at them legs, goddamn, they look so sore. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition, you only knew him 5 months.
That's right.
Besides, he drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I be working out every day thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view, catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. Every day, your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. Kissing on your thighs under moonlight, searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. I wonder one day, could it be simple dreams could turn into reality? Our love would come down so naturally. We would walk down the aisle of destiny. But your man get his hustle on, got your type scared. Break you off a little chump change to do your hair. That seems to be enough to satisfy your needs. But there's a deeper level if you follow our lead. Hey, love. At the mall, standing at the payphone, about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end, telling you come by, and then you walked in. I touched you gently with my hands. We talked about traveling to distant lands, escaping all the madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Then you let your dress fall down to the floor. I kissed you softly, and you yearned for more. We experienced pleasure unparalleled. Into an ocean of love we both fell. Swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss. Fantasies interchanging with each kiss. Undying passion unites our souls. Together we swim until the point of no control. But it's a fantasy, it won't come true. We never even spoke in your man's way, love you. So I'ma keep all these feelings inside. Keep my dreams alive until the right time.
All right, that was a little bit of Hey Love It by LL. Congratulations, LL. You deserve it. Deserved it. Deserve whatever. Oh, gosh, help me. And yeah, for those of you who haven't seen Lip Sync Battle yet, y'all need to see that. That's really good. The best episode thus far was Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. They even did Hustle and Flow, like, together. They on stage did the whole performance, and it was great. Y'all have to go see that. But let's get into how P. Diddy don't play. And in my opinion, this is how all parents should be like this for their kids. So, a post on an Instagram blog titled Industry on Blast posted photos of P. Diddy's sons claiming that he did his son, Justin Combs, that Justin Combs was gay. in that Dustin was dating pro football player Brandon Sermon, saying they had pictures together and just doing all this crazy stuff. And P. Diddy, being in power as he is, got in contact with the head of the Instagram people and had the account deleted. P. Diddy is almost like on that Jay-Z level, like, they basically run the show, so don't try it on P. Diddy. I mean, he got Wendy Williams fired from Hot 97 when she was calling him gay and stuff on the air. It was so hilarious. Well, of course I wasn't, you know, during that time, but I did listen to reruns. It's funny. Wendy Williams has claimed so many people were gay, though. I mean, even LL Cool J claimed he was gay. P. Diddy, Tyson Beckford, all these people. And they're not. But they've, you know, reconnecting their relationship. There's no bad blood between them, which is good. So, yeah. Two people, you can make up after all these years. So, yeah, shout out to them. Let's get into these Oscars, and this will be the final straw. So, for all of you people talking about Chris Rock should do the Oscars, I was already saying, like, he needs to do it. First of all, he's under a contract. And, you know, the same people talking about he doesn't do it. Okay, are y'all going to be with him in a courtroom when they try to sue him for not doing it? Okay. So, Chris Rock is rewriting his monologue script for the Oscars. So, Oscars producer Reynolds Hulam said, Chris Rock finished his original script last week, but is now rewriting a new one because of the whole Oscar so white controversy, which is great. And I already know Chris Rock is going to show out. He's going to tear it up. He's going to do all of that. So, trust me, Chris Rock, it's going to be great. So I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be February 28th. I don't know why it's that far away, because I want to watch it now, because I already want to hear Chris Rock go off. But, yeah, make sure you tune in February 28th. It will be on. And yesterday in the SNL skit Oscars, they made an Oscars parody monologue, basically having all the white guys win, and people are upset about it, which I don't know why, because, I mean, it's nothing but white people nominated, except for the director for The Revenant. I think he's Hispanic, so I don't know why people are mad. I mean, it's just going to be all white people, you know, winning, so I don't see what's upset about it. I mean, that's the truth. People don't like the truth. And also, speaking of the Oscars, Danny DeVito, who is an actor, he's white, he said, it's unfortunate that the entire country is a racist country. This is one example of the fact that even some people who had great performances weren't even thought about. Now, man, and that is true. I always feel like in these award shows, there's so many people who are great that aren't even nominated or getting that recognition. So shout out to you, Danny DeVito. Yeah, but I won't say the entire country is racist, but you do have a lot of those racist people in there. And also, the Oscars is supposedly coming up with a diverse committee because of all of this. And the president of the whole thing, is an African-American woman, so we'll just see how that goes. Anyway, coming up, I have some exciting, I don't know if it may be exciting to some, not exciting to the rest, but for all of you, you know, One Direction fans, yeah, I have a lot of news for you coming up. Okay, but first, here is a throwback single with Zayn. We all miss him. Here's a girl on my own.
Take to tell the champion, oh, one more.
single, Girl Almighty, One Direction, for had the album, loved the album, bought the album. It's a great album. It's still my favorite. I like it better than the recent one, Made in the AM, but it was really great, but I love 4. And after that album, it was 4, sadly. But congratulations to Louis. He had his baby with Rihanna, who I think was their stylist before he got her knocked up. Now she's your mistress. And they named their son Sydney Rain. Yeah. Congratulations, Louis, Brianna. I hope Sydney will be all right. Also, Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner attended a private party at a club in West Hollywood, and they brought both of their parents. Kendall bought Chris, and Harry bought his stepdad. So, is this like them meeting the parents getting serious? I guess we'll find out later on. So far, none of them have confirmed the relationship, although Khloé spoke on it talking about, yeah, there'll be a hot couple. And last but not least, Zayn's debut single, Pillow Talk, will be released Friday, January 29th. I can't wait to hear it. He's been in the studio with Frank Ocean and more. So excited. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in Wednesday from the Rap Game. Miss Mulatto will be on the show, and it's going to be a great interview. Can't wait. All right. See you guys Wednesday.